Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Great to check in with Julie Docker Johnson. St. Mary's Giving Tuesday is fast approaching. Julie, it is wonderful to see you as always.
Lovely to see you. And 2 weeks today is Giving Tuesday.
That's right, December 3rd. So again, Julie, when we've talked about not only just Giving Tuesday, but St. Mary's Giving Tuesday, Stonetown St. Mary's, I just love the take that Stonetown has on Giving Tuesday.
Absolutely. We kick it up a notch. St. Mary's is incredibly giving on any day of the week or year. On Giving Tuesday, however, they go full on, and our theme is Won't You Be My Neighbor? And St. Mary's has great neighbors. So we just kind of go all out. We do what we can for our neighbors. We do good stuff. We raise lots of money. We gather as a community. It's a great day.
And just recently, St. Mary's Giving Tuesday was taking part in the Santa Claus Parade with the Kinsmen. The good folks
yes,
out there
indeed.
For that.
That was on Friday night, and that was really fun. The St. Mary's DCVI band included us in their float, per se. And so they had their marching band, and then a bunch of the DCVI kids were part of the Giving Tuesday float, and they made signs, and they decorated my car, and it was really fun.
Nice. So what is being planned for Giving Tuesday, St. Mary's Giving Tuesday? What would you like to spotlight? Usually there's so much happening.
There's tons. So last year, we had a theme of Won't You Be My Neighbor, which sort of speaks for itself, thanks to Mr. Rogers. And last year we had over 120 partners do something. A partner could be a neighborhood, an apartment building, a business, a Girl Guide troop. That's what a partner is. So obviously we always want to beat what we did the year before. So 121 will do. But things that people are doing, like businesses will collect food for the food bank. And if you bring in a can, you fill out a ballot and you might win something. Zen Fire Pottery has made these amazing little hearts. And the sales from those little pottery hearts goes to Canadian Mental Health. Apartment buildings are collecting food, donating it to the food bank. It just goes on. There's a community meal at the United Church, and it's on Monday night to sort of kick off Giving Tuesday. But it's a free community meal on the Monday before Giving Tuesday at the St. Mary's United Church. Delmar Foods, for example, is collecting mittens that they will give to the school so that if somebody forgot their mittens, then they'll have mittens that day.
Mm, so nice. Again, it's for December 3rd, but as you mentioned, you know, events happening leading up to that. And Julie, I like, especially with St. Mary's Giving Tuesday, obviously it's about things like charitable donations, which go such a long way and so well for our community. But it's also about being together as a community and helping out. And it's not necessarily about the money, if you will.
Giving Tuesday is not about the money. It's about time. It's about effort. It's about expertise. Like, companies have now started giving their staff days to go and volunteer, which is huge because we are all in need of volunteers and people want to do things, but they have to work. And lots of times volunteers are needed during the day. So vet purchasing, for example, in St. Mary's is one of those companies. So their staff are allotted so many days in a year that if they want to go volunteer for an organization, vet purchasing pays them.
Wow.
To do that on that day. And again, for a nonprofit organization, that goes a long way because it's, you know, people power, but it's expertise. And it's during the day when sometimes it's really hard to find volunteers. So those things, that's what Giving Tuesday is about.
Yeah, fantastic. What a great idea right there.
Right? It's amazing.
That is amazing. Anything else you want to spotlight? Lots happening, of course.
There's tons happening. We have a Facebook page that we post and share as much as we possibly can of things that we know that are going on. And then the next week in the Independent newspaper, we will list everybody that we know of that are doing things. So if you're planning your thing and you haven't told me yet, you need to tell me.
Right.
But we put it in the paper so that on Giving Tuesday, you see people in St. Mary's with a piece of paper in their hand and they're trying to go to as many places as they can to support what people are doing. And that might be somebody's way of supporting, mm-hmm. just supporting another person's initiative. All things are great.
Yeah, it's just about coming up with great ideas and great ideas to help our community, that sort of thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And there was just a flag-raising ceremony recently, too.
Yes, we did that yesterday at the town hall, and 22 grade 4-5s from Holy Name School came down, and we raised the flag, and it was fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So it is happening, of course, St. Mary's Giving Tuesday. The actual day is December 3rd, but of course, you can take part. If they've got something planned, what's the best way to reach out?
The best way to reach out is you can just email us at givingtuesdaystmarys@gmail.com and tell us what you're doing, and then we will include you in all of our things, and then I will know to look out for you on socials so that I can share what you're doing.
Brilliant. Sounds great. Julie Docker Johnson with St. Mary's Giving Tuesday, and we'll share all the details on our socials and with mystraffordnow.com. And Julie, I'll take this time to congratulate you on your King Charles Coronation Medal. Thank so you. Well deserved.
Thank
a wonderful
you very
honor
much.
For you.
Yes, no, that was a pretty cool thing.
Fantastic. And of course, you're busy with the local, so much going on there. My gosh, yes. Busy, busy time. Julie Docker Johnson. Thanks, Julie.
Take care, Jamie. Thank you.